Lecture 2, In the Beginning.
In this, the second lecture of this course, we begin our narrative of human prehistory. And in this lecture, I try and give you an account of the earliest humans, or hominids, of all. Lecture 2 covers human evolution from about 7 million years ago, or before, just before that, up to 3 million years before the present. The first part covers humans among the primates, and in the suborder Hominidae. Then we consider the fundamental, anatomical, and behavioral changes which may have occurred among hominids before and after they separated from their common ancestor with the chimpanzees somewhere between 7 and 5 million years ago. The next part of the lecture examines the different fossil forms which define the earliest stages of human evolution. And we conclude that we must conceive of human evolution as a form of conceptual bush, as it were. And the lecture ends with the descendants of Australopithecus afarensis splitting into different lines about 3 million years ago. All of this is a very, very fundamental question for humanity. Indeed, it was the Victorian biologist Thomas Huxley who called the problem of human origins the question of questions for humankind. As long ago as 1863, he drew attention to the close anatomical relationships between humans and apes, which at the time was a highly controversial piece of research, which offended many devout Christians. And then, in 1871, Charles Darwin, of evolution and natural selection fame, theorized that Africa, with its rich and diverse ape populations, would reveal much about human evolution. The research of a century and a half since then has proved both Huxley and Darwin correct. Africa is probably the cradle of humankind. Today's paleoanthropologists, the scholars from many disciplines who study early human evolution, draw on researches in all manner of subjects to tell the story of the first humans. Molecular biology, in particular, has helped us pinpoint the moment when humans separated from our earliest, closest, living non-primate relatives, the chimpanzees. All of us are members of the order primates, which includes most tree-loving placental mammals. Within the primates, there were two suborders, anthropoids, apes, humans, and monkeys, and prosimians, lemurs, tarsiers, and other so-called pre-monkeys. The many similarities in behavioral and physical characteristics between the hominids, who are primates of the family Hominidae, which includes modern humans and their ancestors, and pongids, our closest living primate relatives, can be explained by identical characteristics that each group inherited millions of years ago from a common ancestor. Now, the basic anatomical pattern of the large hominids appeared during the Middle Miocene geological epoch, about 18 to 12 million years ago. By the late Miocene, about 8 to 5 million years ago, tree-loving, ape-like animals with long arms and legs abounded in Africa. These creatures were the ancestors of both modern non-human primates and hominids, and as we shall see in a few moments, a recent sensational discovery has thrown some light on these creatures.